From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, December 10th. Coming up, the conversation on how to solve the problem of gun violence in Champaign-Urbana continues. We'll talk with Illinois Public Media, News and Public Affairs Director Reginald Hardwick about our next News, Brews, and Beats event. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois lawmakers have increased funding to the state's child welfare budget for the last few years, but those on the ground say that money hasn't helped a system in crisis. The state's two-year budget impasse under Governor Bruce Rauner ended in 2017, but its effects still linger, especially when it comes to the number of shelter beds and residential placements available for foster children. The lack of available placements has meant more kids languishing in hospitals after a psychiatric stay because there's nowhere else to go. Dr. Frank Belmonte, pediatric medicine chair for Advocate Children's Hospital, told lawmakers about a 15-year-old girl named Mia, who's been hospitalized for 4 months because her foster family could no longer take care of her after her suicide attempt.
Although she has a teacher on our unit who reviews her schoolwork with her, she cannot go to school with her peers, she cannot go on outings, or merely go outside regularly because we are a hospital and not a residential facility.
Between 2015 and 2019, Illinois lost 71% of its shelter beds for youth in foster care, leaving only 46 beds in the entire state. The state also lost 500 beds in residential settings and 2,300 foster families, as nonprofits that contracted with Illinois Department of Children and Family Services either shuttered or reduced services due to the budget impasse. A University of Illinois lab is turning modified sugarcane into fuel. U.S. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm visited the lab on Thursday to see how this fits into the future of renewable energy. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
Machinery hums in the Integrated Bioprocessing Research Laboratory on the U of I campus in Urbana. Specialist Eric Wolf pushes modified sugarcane through a press to separate the fiber from the liquid. The liquid contains oils used in fuels like biodiesel. With additional processing, the leftover fiber can become a fuel source as well. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is on a two-day tour of Illinois energy facilities. After watching the demonstration, she says President Joe Biden's infrastructure law incentivizes projects like this one.
What today is about is seeing what the opportunities are of building out this clean energy economy.
I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
More than a dozen people spoke out in Danville last night at a public meeting to discuss cleanup of three coal ash sites in Vermilion County. Vistra Energy talked to neighbors about removing 3 million cubic tons of ash from a closed coal-fired power plant along the Middle Fork River. Vistra discussed several options for cleanup, including building a landfill on site and groundwater monitoring. One former Vermilion County resident, Alicia Henry, made the drive from Bloomington because her 90-year-old mother lives near the site. Henry says the family's land is directly tied to the fate of the cleanup.
We just have so much that we're going to be paying for, these mistakes of the past that we're stuck with now. And I hope that this company will actually do what they say they will and that whatever they do is going to fix things.
Residents also cited concerns about the safety of the cleanup effort and whether Vistra or taxpayers would pay for it. Vistra must get approval from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency before beginning cleanup at the site, which could take up to 15 years to complete. The Fighting Illini volleyball team saw its season come to an end last night in Austin, Texas. Illinois lost to Nebraska in straight sets in the NCAA tournament round of 16. Illinois was without fifth-year senior middle blocker Megan Cooney, who did not play because of illness. The Illini end their season with a 22-12 record. Still to come, we'll learn about our next News, Brews, and Beats event, discussing solutions to the problem of gun violence in our community. A conversation with News and Public Affairs Director Reginald Hardwick is coming up next on 217 Today.
The critically acclaimed British crime drama Broadchurch is now available for friends of WILL to stream with Passport. The series stars Olivia Colman and David Tennant, who are detectives exploring the fallout from a grisly murder in a small English seaside community. As they work together to find the killer, they threaten to expose some of the town's long-held secrets. Learn how you can watch all three seasons at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Like many communities across the country, Champaign-Urbana is dealing with a spike in gun violence. As of this week, Champaign-Urbana has seen 348 gun incidents and 23 homicides so far in 2021. Last year, we had 266 gun incidents and 12 homicides involving guns. Illinois Public Media is trying to help elevate conversations around solutions to this crisis. And joining me now is Illinois Public Media's news director, Reginald Hardwick, to talk about our News, Brews, and Beats event. Hi there, Reginald.
Hi, Brian.
Tell us a little bit about News, Brews, and Beats.
Brian, we're bringing together people to talk about ways to combat gun violence. We believe calm, compassionate conversation and listening to each other may provide the answers to help spur action. We held our first program on November 15th, and we'll hold a second program this coming Monday, December 13th, at 6 p.m. at Poor Brothers Tap Room in Champaign.
And who's going to take part in this conversation?
I'm honored to moderate along with Tracy Parsons, Community Relations Manager and Compliance Officer with the City of Champaign's Office of Equity, Community, and Human Rights. On Monday night, we're going to talk with the Reverend Willie Comers, Executive Director, Youth for Christ of East Central Illinois. He runs a midnight basketball program. Also, we'll talk with Dr. William Patterson, University of Illinois Associate Professor in the College of Engineering, who runs the Hip Hop Express Double Dutch Boom Bus. The bus engages young people with STEM, hip hop music, and Black history. And they're going to share candid insights from what young people say they need to stop the violence on Monday night.
What did we learn from the first News, Brews, and Beats in November?
Last month, one of our panelists was Karen Crawford Sims. She is the founding director of Trauma and Resilience Initiative, Incorporated. Sims talked about how programs designed to help youth are woefully inadequate and not resourced well. Here's some tape from that.
I've talked to young people who say, I want somebody who I can talk to in the middle of the night when I'm making critical decisions. That is not a classical mentoring program. But we will fund a classical mentoring program and not make sure that there's somebody in the middle of the night who can talk to them, right?
Sims also talked about the role of trauma in the cycle of violence and to understand why people who commit violence have either witnessed or been victimized early in life.
From the beginning to the end, changing everything that we do, taking care of families, investing in communities, and allowing a sensory-rich environment for people to be all they can be, and also really doing our work around racism and implicit bias and prejudice.
And Sim says the violence reflects a broken community.
And what can you tell us about the event location, Poor Brothers Tap Room in Champaign?
Poor Brothers Tap Room was nice enough to sponsor the space, and we wanted to have a laid-back atmosphere while talking about these serious topics so adults can come and have a beverage and listen to the conversation. And before we start, we'll have a spoken word performance from Missy Richland. And after the conversation, people can stay and listen to classic R&B and hip-hop from DJ Icy Dre. Hence, that's why we call it News, Brews, and Beats. And all attendees in person must wear masks, and I'll be wearing mine until it's time for the conversation.
And what about people who are not able to or maybe just not comfortable attending in person?
Absolutely. You can watch News, Brews, and Beats on the Illinois Public Media Facebook page. And again, all of this starts at 6 p.m. on Monday, December 13th.
That's Illinois Public Media's News and Public Affairs Director Reginald Hardwick, who's co-moderating the News, Brews, and Beats discussion Monday night on how Champaign-Urbana can combat gun violence. For more information, go to will.illinois.edu. Reginald, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says, dense fog this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy today. Showers and thunderstorms likely late in the day with a high of 61 degrees, and a few storms could be severe this evening. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Emily Hayes, Tanisha Spain, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.